Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John. This is WHRW Binghamton. Did you know that on January 6, 1919, President Theodore Roosevelt dies of a massive embolism early in the morning at his home in Oyster Bay, Long Island? Let's listen.
I'm so hungry for some toast.
Well, you'll have to get it yourself, Mr. President.
But married, Oh, you're quitting.
I'm Reginald. You've always mistaken me for the maid. That's why you can get your own damn toast.
Darn it, Mary. Okay, this can't be too hard.
Go tell it to the Moose Party, you ass.
All right, so I just take these two pieces of bread, and I put them in the toaster, like so. This isn't too bad at all. Why did I pay Mary so much? Turn it on, and... All right, I guess I wait. Mary, entertain me!
No.
Reginald, what are you doing here?
I'm not Reginald, could you stop mixing us up?
Reginald, you're being too loud. Find Mary so he can entertain me.
Mary, the car's ready. Let's go.
All right, let's leave.
Oh, now Reginald is gone as well. Oh, well, at least my toast is done. And stuck. Oh, Reginald? Oh, darn it. Oh, well, I guess I'll just use this fork. And, should I do this? Yes. Yes, I should. This was a bad idea!
Embolism.
Yes, and of course that jolt of electricity did cause a massive embolism in the president. Whether or not that is scientifically possible, the world will never know. One should never stick a fork in a toaster, especially when you're the president. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.